Listen to God's Word for April 23rd. Today's reading includes 1 Samuel 31, Psalms 18, 121, 123 through 125, and 128 through 130. May God bless this reading of His Word. 1 Samuel 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before them, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and they killed Saul's sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. When the battle intensified against Saul, the archers overtook him and wounded him critically. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run it through me, or these uncircumcised men will come and run me through and torture me." But his armor-bearer was terrified and refused to do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his own sword and died with him. So Saul, his three sons, his armor-bearer, and all his men died together that same day. When the Israelites along the valley and those on the other side of the Jordan saw that the army of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned their cities and ran away. So the Philistines came and occupied their cities. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They cut off Saul's head, stripped off his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temples of their idols and among their people. They put his armor in the temple of the Ashtoreths and hung his body on the wall of Beth-shan. When the people of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all their men of valor set out, journeyed all night, and retrieved the bodies of Saul and his sons from the wall of Beth-shan. When they arrived at Jabesh, they burned the bodies there. Then they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree in Jabesh, and they fasted 7 days. Psalm 18, for the choir master, of David, the servant of the Lord, who sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of chaos overwhelmed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple He heard my voice, and my cry for His help reached His ears. Then the earth shook and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains trembled. They were shaken because He burned with anger. Smoke rose from His nostrils, and consuming fire came from His mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth. He parted the heavens and came down with dark clouds beneath His feet. He mounted a cherub and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness His hiding place and storm clouds a canopy around Him. From the brightness of His presence His clouds advanced, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded, hailstones and coals of fire. He shot His arrows and scattered the foes. He hurled lightning and routed them. The channels of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were exposed at Your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of Your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from foes too mighty for me. They confronted me in my day of calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into the open. He rescued me because He delighted in me. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. He has repaid me according to the cleanness of my hands. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His ordinances are before me. I have not disregarded His statutes, and I have been blameless before Him, and kept myself from iniquity. So the Lord has repaid me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His sight. To the faithful You show Yourself faithful. To the blameless You show Yourself blameless. To the pure You show Yourself pure. But to the crooked You show Yourself shrewd. For You save an afflicted people, but You humble those with haughty eyes. For You, O Lord, light my lamp. My God lights up my darkness. For in You I can charge an army, and with my God I can scale a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way clear. He makes my feet like those of a deer and stations me upon the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me Your shield of salvation. Your right hand upholds me, and Your gentleness exalts me. You broaden the path beneath me, so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back until they were consumed. I crushed them, so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. You have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued my foes beneath me. You have made my enemies retreat before me. I put an end to those who hated me. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them, to the Lord, but He did not answer. I ground them as dust in the face of the wind. I trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the strife of the people. You have made me the head of nations. A people I had not known shall serve me. When they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cower before me. Foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. And may the God of my salvation be exalted, the God who avenges me and subdues nations beneath me, who delivers me from my enemies. You exalt me above my foes. You rescue me from violent men. Therefore I will praise You, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing praises to Your name. Great salvation He brings to His King. He shows loving devotion to His anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Psalm 121, A Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Behold, the protector of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalm 123, A Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to You, the one enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until He shows us mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much scorn from the arrogant, much contempt from the proud. Psalm 124, A Song of Ascents, of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now declare, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. Then the floods would have engulfed us. Then the torrent would have overwhelmed us. Then the raging waters would have swept us away. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The net is torn, and we have slipped away. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 125, A Song of Ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. It cannot be moved. It abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people, both now and forevermore. For the scepter of the wicked will not rest upon the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to injustice. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to the upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 128, A Song of Ascents. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. For when you eat the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, flourishing within your house. Your sons like olive shoots, sitting around your table. In this way, indeed, shall blessing come to the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, that you may see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life, that you may see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 129, A Song of Ascents. Many a time they have persecuted me from my youth, let Israel now declare. Many a time they have persecuted me from my youth, but they have not prevailed against me. The plowmen plowed over my back, they made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous, He has cut me from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the rooftops, which withers before it can grow, unable to fill the hands of the reaper or the arms of the binder of sheaves. May none who pass by say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Psalm 130, A Song of Ascents. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my plea for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept track of iniquities, then who, O Lord, could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in His word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is loving devotion, and with Him is redemption in abundance. And He will redeem Israel from all iniquity. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.